Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Episode 2895 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Alton, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. Let me remind you, people hire me for No BS Job Search Coaching and Career Advice globally because I make the process of finding work and succeeding at it much easier. And I've created a site, a jobsearch.community, that has inexpensive options to give you access to me and a lot of great content that if you go to my other websites and take a look at, I charge individually for. But I've bundled everything together because the one thing I know is in this economy, in these times, people need help. So everything is available to you. Like if you went to Amazon, you'd see I'm selling these books individually, and they do sell, by the way, and I want to help. Now, next week I'm on vacation, but I'm releasing some of my old shows, and I just want to encourage you, continue to watch, even though 30-minute episodes or more, and I think you'll find them helpful. Today's show is one where I talk about 10 things you should be doing to get better results from your job search if you're an over 50 job hunter. Hope you find this helpful. Please give this show a great review wherever you listen to it or watch it, and I'll be back in just one moment. If you're over 50, you already know that you're going to run into ageism. It's the way of the world. There's, you know, laws that prohibit it, but try and prove it, okay? So understanding that, here are 10 things that you can be doing better in order to minimize the likelihood that you're going to run up against it. Now, I want to be clear. I didn't say eliminate it, but there's a part that you can play that will improve the possibility of great results. So again, 10 things. And number one is when you're interviewing with someone, be conscious of your nonverbal messages. A lot of first impressions come across on camera or in person. And it's not just simply what you say, but how you say things, what your eye contact is like, what your posture is like. If you're in person, a handshake, facial expressions, mannerisms. Like, for example, the eye roll is not a real popular thing for hiring managers. So as an over 50 job hunter, you need to show energy, self-confidence, enthusiasm, because the bias that exists is about lethargy, a has-been. I'm going to use all the obnoxious terms, but let me not use them. I'll just say bad behavior that suggests that you're going to be a pain in the rear. And with that, you have to pay attention to your appearance, and that's your wardrobe, your hair, your jewelry, anything along those lines that gives people a reason to dismiss you. Number two is get clear about what you're looking for. Ask yourself this question: what's most important to me in the next job or organization? What will I need to see or hear to believe it's going to be a good choice for me? Make up a list as long as you like, and then from there, narrow it down to the top five. You know, one, two, three, four, five. Ask yourself after that, you know, given the fact that I'm on an interview and they're going to be on good behavior too, what can I ask them that's going to allow me to trust that they can give me each of those fives, each of those first five items? You can change some of them with time, but focus on your top five. Number three is pay attention to your attitude. When you carry yourself with confidence, you wind up impressing people. There's a certainty in your manner that allows them to trust you. Remember, when they hire, competence is only one thing they look for. Self-confidence, character, chemistry with the people there, maybe a little bit of charisma, all of which adds up to them wanting to trust you. Oh, I forgot to mention, they want you to come across as though you care about doing good work. If you ask questions about work-life balance, it's just not the message to convey in the early rounds of interviews. You can talk with the staff and ask them questions, what's a typical day like? And that's going to give you your answer. But if you use a question like, what is work-life balance like? It basically says, I'm going to do minimal viable work. Number four, get clear about your message. What makes me especially strong for this particular position? Compare your background and experience with the requirements of the role. And what can I do to bring extra value if that's what they're looking for? Number five, as you market yourself, make sure you focus on your most recent 10 years, not the antiquities of your background. And also make sure your resume, LinkedIn profile, any of your online profiles or personal websites use contemporary keyword language that allows people to believe that you're competent in that which they want you to be competent in. Follow? Number six, speak of your strengths in a solid way. Talk, again, not just what you say, but speak authoritatively, because your materials, your resume, LinkedIn profile, your networking, they brand you in a particular way, and you want to present as congruent with that brand. So the brand should tie in with the job description for the firm that you're interviewing with. Have stories prepared to reinforce your capabilities around this role. They connect you to the role. And practice your speed and enunciation before you interview. That could be remote or in person. I think what happens, and I'm on camera a lot, and I do a podcast. I've had 2,300 plus episodes as of this recording. And I notice that my enunciation is not as strong as it once was. So I try to be conscious of it in situations where I'm presenting to groups and other situations. I'm not perfect. I'm working at getting better. Number eight, make a good use of your time. Are you responding to job ads? Are you talking to recruiters? Recruiters and job ads fill maybe 25% of all positions. You need to be building connections with people you've known in the past, as well as people that they know who you don't, who might be able to help you, that can lead you to the right opportunities. If job ads and recruiters are going to fill 25% of all positions, how much time do you think you should be spending on applying to job ads and finding recruiters to help you find the job? Not as much as you're probably spending. So when all is said and done, reallocate your time. Nine, organize yourself. When you have follow-ups, set a reminder in your phone for when you're supposed to follow up. Keep a list, keep track of all your correspondence in a way related to the firm, the interview, the job. However you want to structure it is fine. Like, I use OneNote when I'm coordinating a variety of things. I'm a Windows user. You can use Evernote, but I structure my correspondence with reminders for follow-up, what's taken place on previous calls, when I'm doing pre-interviews for podcasts, what's the topic we're going to cover, what's their background, where are we going to start the interview. I make sure that this is all organized for me so that when it comes time to actually do the podcast and video, it's set up. You need to have a setup for yourself that tracks correspondence, follow-ups, everything you've been told, so that in this way you can monitor progress. Doesn't require any particular tool, just one that you're comfortable working with, that, well, it's one that's comfortable for you to work with. It might be available on your laptop, iPad, or on your phone. Lastly, and this is a new one, if you only have a mobile phone, you may have a spam blocker on it. And unless a phone number is within your contact list, the call may not get through because the spam blocker is going to interpret it as a spam call. So you have two choices here. Number one, turn off the spam blocker during your job search. I'm not sure I would do that, but you may want to do that. Number two is check messages regularly, at least, you know, late morning and late afternoon, so that in this way you're getting back in touch with people in a reasonable way. So these are 10 things that you can do as an older professional, as an over 50 worker, to get better results and not wind up having your search go on longer than it really needs to. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. If you did, visit jobsearch.community. There's a lot more there that'll help you. In the meantime, I'll be back with more tomorrow. Have a terrific day and be great.